Snatched, written and performed by the students of Rose Bruford College North, class of 2026. Directed by James Stevenson.
Will be a lot easier. Now, if you all agree to keep quiet, we'll take the tape off your mouths. Do we all understand? Mm-hmm. Try anything and you will regret it.
That was very handsy. Just like Alejandro.
Who's that? Another ruffian.
The only rough thing about him is the passion we share under the covers when the lights go out.
Is he your boyfriend? Do you think he'll try to save you?
I bet he's chasing us as we speak. He's got really good stamina.
Oh, that's so romantic. I only get to talk to guys when the boys' school comes to our formals. Last time, I kissed one on the croquet lawn. It was so scandalous.
Well, Alejandro does this one thing where he goes like...
Look, this isn't helpful. We need to focus on getting out of here.
Exactly. So listen up. I've been preparing for this type of situation for years. I knew they'd get me eventually. I'm sorry you guys were caught in the crossfire. How much do you guys know?
What are you on about? What have you done?
It's not what I've done. It's what I know. Every day, North and South swap. And they won't even tell us about it. Pollen isn't real, it's just a cover to send bumblebees out to spy on men. You don't even want to know about their stings.
What is wrong with you? Are you insane?
I'm not insane. That's what the Illuminati want you to think. You've fallen for their tricks.
Oh, interesting.
I bet they're secret agents sent to silence me. Either from this government or a foreign insurgence. I'm telling you, this isn't some random kidnapping. These are trained professionals.
Oh, can I have a crisp, love?
No, get your own bag. I told you at the services to get a bag, and you said you didn't want any.
Well, I wasn't hungry then, was I?
Well, that's too bad.
Well, what's for dinner then? And if you say fish pie, I will kill you instead of them.
That's my mother's recipe. Have some respect.
Do you know she hates me, Tony?
Well, it's just not true. Sue!
Happy wife, happy life.
Eyes
on the road, Tony. We don't want to miss our exit.
Are we going to die in here? My boyfriend.
Don't worry. We'll be out of here soon. My daddy will pay whatever ransom they set. This is great, actually, Isabel. The girl at my boarding school keeps saying that my daddy must be destitute. I've never been kidnapped and ransomed. She says she's been taken twice just this year alone. I can finally prove to her I'm not a povo. Maybe she'll even invite me to her family's regatta this year.
Yeah, no. Anyway, I can't wait to fuck my boyfriend again. Genuinely, we shag all the time. It's actually criminal. I'm such a sex addict. Oh, lock me up. Oh wait, already did. Been in this position before. Alejandro! Is that you, baby? This is so kinky. Oh, someone's pent up.
Okay, right, listen up. I've been thinking, if we have two of us on one side and two on the other, we could kick out the taillights. We might be able to stick an arm out and wave for help. Got it?
We're in too deep. The best thing for us to do is follow this all the way to the top and uncover what's really going on.
What's really going on then?
Well, obviously
Okay, right, let's go with my plan then.
I don't know if I can kick it out. My legs are still shaking. from my boyfriend, Alejandro.
Okay. Fine, just me and Tracy then. If we kick together, I think we could manage one between us. Do you really think just because I can't see you that if you're quiet, I'll forget that you're here? Hello? Oh, you guys are all useless. I'll do it myself then.
Very classy, Sue. Very classy. It's empty now.
Tony, you know exactly what you did.
What did I do? Hold on, you're not talking about...
Yes, Tony. Yes, I am.
Just doing my job, Sue.
You pervert.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Right, I'll deal with this.
Fear is how they get you. Okay, okay, fine. I dabbled in first aid. What's this?
A woman's chest, Bernard.
It's a wire. I knew she was one of them, right from the start. Who is Alejandro really? Tell me!
Oh my golly gosh! Do you have a crush, Bernard?
Is he listening now? Do you hear me, Alejandro?
He can always hear me, especially.
So you admit it? You're bugged. I'm gonna tear apart your whole operation from the inside.
Gosh, Bernard, you're coming on a bit strong.
You thought you could just convince us that Australia is real and we'd all believe you?
My eyes are up here, but you can keep yours down there. You can look, but you can't touch. I'm a taken woman.
Okay, didn't know you were the jealous type, Bernard. Someone's got a crush. Why do you hate her boyfriend?
Because it's a goddamn lizard. I bet you are too. Show me your belly button.
That's all you want to see.
Shush! Keep quiet. What are you all on about? What wire?
She's with them. They're listening in.
It's just my phone.
Your phone? You've had a phone this whole time? I've been kicking this back light out for what? Are you fucking joking? Why would you keep this a secret?
Okay, okay, fine. I admit it. I'm a virgin.
What about Alejandro?
It was summer 16, Tenerife. He was a lifeguard. A gorgeous, godlike man. I could just... Anyway, I was drowning the first time. Fine, I pretended to drown, and he wrapped me up in his big, strong, muscular arms, and for the first time ever, I felt safe. So I kept drowning, and he kept saving me until he didn't. He left me with some armbands and sent me on my way. He told me to never show my face again, but I never forgot his. Alejandro... Alejandro!
Just give me the phone. I'm calling the police.
The police? Are you crazy? These guys own the police.
Shut up! God! Oh my God, fucking conspiracies. And lifeguards called Alejandro. Absolute joke. Bloody pushed twats.
Hello, this is 999 Emergency Services. Do you need fire, police, or ambulance?
Police, please.
Are you calling for yourself or on behalf of another?
Myself and three others.
What address are you calling from?
I'm not sure exactly.
That's okay. Do you know where you are? What can you see?
I think we're in the back of a van. It's pitch black in here.
Got it. Do you know if you're in immediate danger?
Yes.
Okay. Quick as we can with the last question. Is the perpetrator with you, or can you speak freely?
I think it's two people. They're driving the van, but we're in the back. Yes, we can.
Okay. Just hang tight. I'm transferring you now.
Oh, thank you.
Aya love, this is Tracy. I'm the police dispatcher. Do you know where you are?
Yeah, we're in the back of a van. I've just explained this.
Oh, how'd you get there, pet? There's no seatbelts back there. Can you pull over for me, love? Because it ain't safe, is it?
I'm not driving. We've been kidnapped.
That's still a crime, even if you're not the driver, okay? Now, 10 and 2 will see you through. Are you calling for yourself or on behalf of someone else, lass?
Myself? I really don't have time for this.
All right. And is the perpetrator with you? Can you speak freely, love?
Yes, God, oh my God, yes, we've been kidnapped. Will you just listen to what I'm saying? Quick, stop, please. I'm begging you, just send help.
All right, love. We've just now had a ping on a nearby tower. I'm sending a unit over. I'll stay on the phone with you and we'll do a bit of breathing.
A puncture, Tony! Honestly, can't do anything right, can you? At least you bought that spare tyre.
Yeah, about that.
Tony, you bought one right.
Well, I didn't actually have a chance rushing around after you all weekend.
What are you eating?
Nothing.
Oh my God, Tony! Had time to get your hands on crisp, but not a tyre. I bet you've got a hidden stash, don't you?
No.
You greedy little goblin!
Yes! I have a hidden stash, Sue!
You were disgusting!
And you know why, Sue?
No, enlighten to me, Tony.
You know why? Because I hate you, Sue! You made me miserable! And if it wasn't for the kids, this marriage would have died a long time ago!
I know you feel that way, touching up the hostages. Can't keep it in your pants, can you?
I was patting them down, Sue! It's part of the job. Not my fault if that last one has something on her. That's on you, Sue!
Just call the AA, Tony.
Fine!
This is the AA. Are you calling because you've broken down?
Of course you've broken down. It's my first day, sorry.
Have you pulled over?
Yes.
Are you on a carriageway, a residential road, or somewhere else? I think that's the right question.
Carriageway, M6, southbound.
Tell them to be quick, Tony.
What's your number plate, please?
T0N35U3.
Just to confirm, is that a 2005 Nissan Carrier?
Oh, I've never done this before, sorry. First day and all.
Yes.
Ooh, what's the colour on that? Red? Blue? Comfy seats? I used to have one of them, I think, back in the day.
Can you stay on track, please?
Sorry. Maybe I should ask the type of cargo you carry?
Pet accessories.
Sorry?
Furniture. We're moving house. Extra weight probably got the tyre.
That's nice, isn't it? I don't have a written response for that. This wasn't covered in training. I'm going to have to transfer you over to my supervisor.
Thank you.
What? What? No, no, Jill. No. I forgot it.
Hello. This is the AA.
What can I do for you?
You know, I've already explained this to your colleague. Now listen to me.
What they're saying, Tony?
I don't like your tone, Tony.
Give me the phone, Tony, you knob. You're getting nowhere.
I'm not a knob, Sue.
Right, I'm doing this. We've broken down. Help us.
Oh, I recognise that voice. Can I have your name, please?
I am your husband, Sue.
Sue Bird.
Sue? Oh my god! It's Patty from Pilates. How are you, babes?
We took vows, Sue!
Patty! Oh, this is so exciting. Sorry if you can hear Tony. He's sulking.
Oh, I never liked him. I told you not to marry him.
She is lying, Pat! She is a liar!
Shut the fuck up, Tony!
Okay.
Oh, listen. The traffic's slowing down. It must be getting late.
It's been hours. Something's not right.
Shit, they're coming. Holly, shove the phone back down your top.
Okay. We're gonna die in here. They're coming to kill us. I'll never have sex.
Don't worry. It's probably the police. We're gonna be safe. Help! We're in here! Help!
Get ready.
Help!
Help!
Please shut up!
Please shut up! We don't know that.